What's going on? Welcome back to On Texas Football. I'm CJ Vogel, and behind me is the Manning Passing Academy. The 2024 camp, highlighted, of course, by the Manning family, Archie Manning, Peyton, Eli, Cooper, and, of course, Texas quarterback Arch Manning is here as well. But for this video today, and thank you for joining us, we're going to be talking a little bit about Quinn Ewers, the Texas quarterback, and his kind of outlook on the 2024 team, some of the roster additions. Of course, Quinn spoke highly about the new portal guys, you know, Silas Bolden, Matthew Golden, Isaiah Bond. Of course, he's gone through a full spring with them. Of course, Silas Bolden actually just joined here in the summer a couple of weeks ago. But as you know, the summer conditioning continues, the team will meet back up, late July, early August to get fall camp started. Quinn got to share a couple things about what this 2024 Texas squad will look like, especially on the offensive side of the ball, where we're expecting a lot of firepower going on again under Steve Sarkisian, replacing Jordan Whittington, A.D. Mitchell, and Xavier Worthy. It's not going to be easy, but there's one consistent theme that we've heard and we've seen Steve Sarkisian target so far in this, kind of portal offseason, and that's been speed. Quinn Ewers kind of reciprocated that theme, and he said, yeah, if there's one thing you're going to know about this Texas offense, that speed is going to be all over the field. And going into this year with 4 out of 5 offensive linemen returning, of course, Quinn's very excited about that as well. So moving forward into the SEC, Quinn's played in a number of big-time games, whether it be at Alabama last year, obviously the Cotton Bowl twice as well. That Michigan game year two will actually be his second time in Ann Arbor for a very highly contested game. Of course, he actually mentioned it in 2021 when he was with Ohio State. He made the trip to Ann Arbor to see the Big House and what is considered one of college football's most heated rivalries. So excited to hear from him, probably about 5.5 minutes of interview coming up right quick. But of course, here at the Manning Passing Academy, I've got to say, having seen Quinn throw in person, the last 2 days here, he looks different. He looks like he's added to his frame. Of course, that was one of the big priorities for him coming into the offseason, is getting that body right. It's been one of the big themes during his time here at Texas, is does he have enough weight? Does he trim a lot? You know, where is he physically? I have to say right now, he looks like he has been certainly building to his frame at the moment, looking like an SEC quarterback, who I've seen plenty of them down here. I actually just talked to Jalen Milroe a few minutes ago. He said he's excited about Texas and Oklahoma joining the conference. But to Quinn's point, his body looks healthy. He looks like he's ready to, take a hit or two, hopefully not too many, from defensive linemen in this conference. But if that comes to the case, and it will, it's football, his body looks like he'll be able to hold up. Also, right behind me yesterday after the first quarterback throwing session, Quinn was able to talk with Bill Belichick a little bit. I think that conversation lasted anywhere from 10 to 12 minutes, maybe up to 15. I don't know. It felt like they were talking for quite some time. So really intrigued to see, kind of what that conversation was about, where, of course, is Bill Belichick headed in his football career. But for Quinn Ewers as the quarterback at the University of Texas going into year three, a lot of expectations. A lot of folks know the name. They understand what it's like to see Texas at its top with a good quarterback. And right now, Quinn is that guy for the Longhorns and Steve Sarkisian. So as we go in and as camp gets going behind me again, make sure to stick around. And thank you again for checking out On Texas Football. Here's Quinn Ewers. Welcome.
Play at Texas. And I mean, yeah, I don't do a whole lot besides hang out at the house and watch movies.
Is it a fair sense that you and Arch are kind of similar? They all seem very, I've covered him a long time, very laid back. Don't get too intense. Don't flip out. Is that a fair assessment that you and him kind of are like minds on that?
Yeah, sounds about right. Awesome.
Hey, Quinn, sorry for just getting here, but no. You got some new wide receivers this year. Talk about what that process has been like, getting acclimated to them and, of course, what some of their strengths are.
I mean, yeah, it's always tough, especially because that was year two for me with those guys last year. And then we got a bunch of new guys coming in this year, and it's tough getting comfortable with them. But I think overall we've done a great job of handling that small adversity. And, I enjoy being around those guys. They're good dudes, so I'm excited for the year.
What's the overall strength of that group?
Thank you, Quinn.
Speed. And they're all just like they're all good friends, which makes everything easier.
Of course, with this offense, you return 4 guys on the offensive line. How important is that for you? And what were they looking like in the spring, kind of, remaining gelled, I guess?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, that's where it all starts. So to have those 4 guys for another year, it's going to be great. I know they're just getting more comfortable with each other.
Week two is Michigan. I mean, you've played in big environments before, maybe not against defending champs. What excites you about that game?
It'll be my second time up there.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to get back up there. But yeah, I mean, like you said, defending champs. It's going to be a great environment, a lot of people. It's going to be a good time.
You've been to the Red River Rivalry a few times. Obviously, Ohio State, Michigan's pretty heated as well. What do you think about the two rivalries there, and how do they, I guess, how do you take away your experiences there to now lead a team in, you know, another hostile environment?
I mean, yeah, I mean, the Red River game is always one of my favorites every year. And like every rivalry game, they're all heated. They all mean a lot to each program and all the fans, so it's cool to be a part of games like that. Especially coming from Ohio State, I understand, you know, that rivalry. And going up there, it's gonna mean a lot.
Of course, the secondary added a few pieces. Andrew Makuba. I'm not sure. Have you gotten a chance to see Javion Cole as well?
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that group in its entirety? Is it, you know, talented? What do you think so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're continuing to learn and gel with each other. So I'm excited to see how they pan out.
In total, I guess, as you look ahead to 2024. What's the strength of this Texas team going to be?
Fourth quarter and culture. I think we've done a really good job setting a standard for the whole team and even the younger guys. I think our leadership group on the team does a great job of handling those type of things.
Who are some of those leaders? Is it, you know, I know Taft's one of those outspoken guys. Kelvin Banks, Jake Majors, they do it up front. Anybody else that deserves some more recognition in your eyes as a leader?
Yeah, I think Baron Sorrell, Maurice Blackwell. You know, Cedric does a good job. He's young, but he's doing a great job. Ant Hill stepped up a lot. And yeah, there's a couple more that I'm probably forgetting, but it's a bigger group this year than it was last year. So,
oh, that's good.
That's good.
Of course, did you take the jet out here?
Yeah, we did. Me and Arch flew out here on the jet.
Good deal.
How much often have you replayed that last play of the Sugar Bowl in your mind?
Good amount.
I could have got a good amount.
Yeah.
Could have, would have, should have.
Yeah. 11 yards.
Yeah. What about the expectation level, like you were talking about, on Texas this year, especially coming into the SEC? And you're going to be everybody's big game just because you're Texas.
That's right.
You proved it. Tell me about that. Y'all are used to that in the Big 12, but this is a different level, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely a different level, and I've always wanted to play in the SEC, so I know we're all excited to be a part of a conference like that. Like you said, we're everybody's biggest game, but and we do understand that.
What about playing A&M again?
Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
You think they pissed off about the baseball situation?
Yeah, they definitely are. Took the whole staff.
I talked to your AD back going to Sugar Bowl, and he talked about, he says, you know, we're not coming into the SEC as a junior member. We're going to compete and be, you know, for championships and everything.
Yeah.
How much do y'all take that to heart? And does the baseball thing prove that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'd hope every year we'd go in the season trying to win a championship.
Yeah.
For sure.
But what was it like? Like I said, everywhere you went in the Big 12, you were the number one opponent.
Yeah.
And now maybe you don't have the tradition with some of these schools, but you feel like it's still going to be the number one opponent when you come in just because of the novelty in the first year in the SEC?
Yeah, I think, again, we're going to be everybody's biggest game for sure. Even changing conferences.